I'm Steve McKnight Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A. Trent, T-R-E-N-T, address is 1661 Forest Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, phone. ID is XXX-XX-7500. Date of birth is 3/6/1946. 75-year-old, retired single woman. Insurance is Medicare. /AARP, United Healthcare. Pharmacy is Costco, Chico, 530-342-8892. It's addressed to Mintra, M-I-N-T-R-A, S-A-E-F-O-N-G. Below that, I should say Dr. Roy Bishop, M.D., 100 Independent Circle, that's Argyle Medical Group. Below that, 100 Independent Circle, Suite 100, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-899-0153, 530-899-0142. That's the fax. Carbon copy, Dr. Heidi Houlihan, H-O-U-L-I-H-A-N-M-D, Chico Eye Center, 605 West East Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-895-1727. Fax 530-895-1506. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of possible cognitive decline, subparagraph, findings of increased ataxia, subparagraph, clinical history of dysomnia and increased fatigue, expressive difficulty, dear Mintra Safong, Dr. Houlihan and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Teresa Trent for neurological evaluation, new paragraph. As you know, Teresa has a constellation of findings, including complaints of cognitive decline, that by completion of the short forms of the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders quality of life questionnaires is mild to moderate, associated with symptoms of ataxia, and some bladder dysfunction. New paragraph, MR imaging, originally requested by Dr. Houlihan in review of the contrast-non-contrast study that was done on February 25th, 2022, shows some evidence of complete periventricular ischemic white matter intensities with multiple corona radiata and several subcortical white matter foci. Is present without evidence of focal encephalomalacia. New paragraph, neuroquantitative studies were completed and showed no hippocampal volume loss. However, there was diffuse cortical volume loss seen bilaterally in the frontal, parietal, and temporal lobes, as well as the cortical gray matter New paragraph. The orbits appear stable in appearance with no prominence of the optic sheaths. Stable right maxillary sinus mucosal thickening and small left maxillary sinus retention cyst remain present. There's also some minor left mastoid air cell opacification. There was slight improvement in the identified sphenoid sinus, mucosal thickening, and air fluid level. New paragraph. Diagnostic laboratory studies that were completed, considering her presentation, on February 8, 2022, showed a negative myasthenia gravis evaluation. Her metabolic syndrome testing, considering her morbid obesity, showed an elevation of the glucose level at a random morning glucose level at 134 with the hemoglobin A1C of 6.6. Her lipid studies, on the other hand, were normal. New paragraph. Parathyroid studies, calcium, magnesium, immunofixation, electrophoresis, thyroid screening, methylmalonic acid levels were normal. The D-dimer was slightly elevated, 0.72. New paragraph, said rate was normal at 17. Her blood count was normal, as was her B12 and folic acid levels and C-reactive protein. Amino acid analysis was abnormal, showing some evidence for hyperglycinemia. And slight elevations of the phenylalanine level correlating with abnormal vitamin nutritional assays showing elevated riboflavin and vitamin B6 and subphysiologic and unmeasurable vitamin B3 levels. New paragraph. The rest of her nutritional assays, ammonia and RPR, were all non-reactive. ANA was normal. New paragraph. She needs a prescription for vitamin B3. In consideration for these findings and in consideration for the possibility that her cerebral findings may represent underlying non-obstructive hydrocephalus, we will refer her to UC Davis for the specialized hydrocephalus neurosurgical evaluation, new paragraph. Spinal fluid evaluation to exclude demyelinating disease should be accomplished in this process, new paragraph. I am giving her recommendations to continue with her vitamin, adjusting the preparation to reduce her vitamin B6 levels, new paragraph. An additional supplement of vitamin B3 niacinamide will also be provided to reduce her risk for pellagra, new paragraph. We are scheduling her for a home sleep study to exclude a suspected underlying obstructive sleep apnea for which she is at risk. New paragraph. I will see her for reevaluation with those findings and treatment for further recommendations in consideration for treatment of my signature.